proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me. Today, I'd like to share with you an article that was entitled My Life in Light of Messiah's Coming that was written by Brother Sam Wilson here at IBJM. This was written in the Everlasting Nation magazine. And by the way, if you do not have the Everlasting Nation magazine, I know it'll be a blessing to you. If you want a sample copy or sign up for a subscription, simply contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Now then, let's talk about my life in light of Messiah's coming. When fall comes around, it's always a welcome time for me, not just because I enjoy the colors of the fall foliage, but also because I'm a football fan. I enjoy the spectacle and competition. I'm amazed at the transformation that takes place when the two-minute warning is announced. Coaches who had carefully avoided undue risks suddenly change their strategy. This is the decisive moment. The game will be won or lost in the next 120 seconds. Effort is redoubled, risks are taken, and a new strategy is employed. Considering current events in light of Bible prophecy, it is apparent that prophecies are being fulfilled and the Messiah's return is drawing near. For example, here are two situations. Number one, the return of the Jewish people to their historic homeland. The prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel 20 verse 34 records, "And I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered." The second prophecy we want to look at is the blossoming of Israel. Isaiah 35 verse 1 says, "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose." These and other fulfilled prophecies have sounded a figurative two-minute warning. If this present life is quickly drawing to an end, and we will soon stand before the Lord, how ought we to live? Well, here's my challenge. First of all, is to wake up. Unfortunately, many Christians are unprepared for the Lord's return. They are mired in a deep slumber, unaware of the soon coming of the day of the Lord. Paul's letter to the Romans sounds a wake-up call. It says in Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12, "And that, knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." This world is not our home. We need to reorder our priorities and begin to live like citizens of a heavenly kingdom, investing our time, energy, and resources in eternal priorities. Next challenge I want to say is to shape up. Many of us have lives that are cluttered to overflowing with worldly cares and sin. Peter challenged us in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 and also 14, where it says, "Seeing then that these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless." As a bride finds great pleasure in preparing herself for her bridegroom, so a Christian longs for his life to be pleasing to the Lord. Realizing the Lord's coming is near, he purifies his life, eliminates things that distract him, and devotes himself to pleasing the Lord. We've talked about waking up, shaping up, and now my challenge to you is to speak up. Christians look forward to the Lord's coming as the joyful day of deliverance. Yet, for the lost, the coming of the Lord will be a day of great suffering. Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." The Lord has provided us an opportunity to bring as many people as possible to Christ. As we await the return of the Lord, we feel a sense of urgency to share the gospel so that Jews and Gentiles will be saved. When the officials announce the two-minute warning, the team is animated by renewed energy, knowing that the time has come for maximum effort. As Christians anticipate the Lord's return, they should exert themselves to be prepared to meet the Lord and to bring the lost people to the Messiah. Let us serve the Lord with determination and urgency. Time is short. But thank the Lord that the gospel is powerful, changing lives of the Jew first and also to the Greek. Praise the Lord for his salvation that we have in Jesus the Messiah. And as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, "Shalu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.